what is YAA? I have no idea.
Okay. So YAA is a youth astronomy apprenticeship where high school students between the ages of 14 and 19 get to come and learn about astronomical objects and the tools astronomers use to study these objects. Students also get to develop job skills and teamwork skills, and they learn in like a non-traditional way. So at YAA, it's not like school. The students get to do lots of hands-on models, use computers, and they also get to learn through models.
Don't worry about it. You're doing great. Let's just take it again.
Okay.
All right. So next person's coming up. Again, you know, it's like I'm a new person. I have no idea what this program is. I'm just curious. Okay. What, you know, I see this thing over here. It says YAA. What is YAA?
I would say YAA is an after-school program where youth between the ages of 14 and 19 can come and learn about astronomy in a safe environment using computers, hands-on models, and online telescopes. What is YAA? YAA is definitely an after-school program where we take images of astronomical objects, right? What do you guys think?
Let me ask you this about, you know, all right, so I don't know what that much about astronomy, but so, you know, what if I'm going to go to this program, what am I going to do?
Okay. When you come to YAA, you're going to use online telescopes from Micro Observatory to take images of real astronomical objects. So you get to take images of galaxies, planets, the moon that we see every night, and you also get to learn how to make models and create projects using teamwork.
Okay, but what is astronomy, and why should I be interested?
Well, astronomy is the study of our universe. You should be interested because we live on a planet that is suspended in space. And everything that happens in space, well, not everything, but a lot of things that happen in space can affect us. For example, the sun is in space, and it's the reason why we have day and night. Like, without the sun, if the sun was to go away, we'd freeze to death, and we'd never see the light. So I feel like astronomy is just relevant to our everyday life, considering we look at the sun and the moon every single day, and it affects us so much.
So I'm still a little confused. Is this, you know, it's like astronomy, it's just like horoscopes and Gemini and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, okay. Astronomy has, I don't want to say, astronomy is not horoscopes, that's astrology. And the way astrology and astronomy are related is astrology talks about different houses and stars or whatever it is, but astronomy is different. Astronomy is the study of like moons and stars and astronomical bodies and things like that. It has nothing to do with humans and their birthdays at all. It is a misconception many people have.
Okay, so if it's not that, what is it then?
Well, astronomy is a science where you study the universe. So astronomy is the study of the universe and everything in it. So astronomy is the study of the sun, the moon, stars, galaxies, black holes, anything you can find in space. Earth is a part of astronomy.
That's great. Now I think I got it. So I want to know from you, mm-hmm. not from anybody else in YAA, why did you join YAA?
Well, I joined YAA because going to Boston Public School, I did not have a lot of access to astronomy. I was taught, like, you know, the nine planets, but the Youth Astronomy Apprenticeship gave me opportunity to explore, I guess, that kind of knowledge deeper. Hold on a second. The real reason why I joined YAA was because I was going to leave high school. Like, I decided I wanted to be homeschooled. And however, when you're homeschooled, you do not have to interact with people. It's usually on your time and you don't have deadlines. So at that time, I seen the Youth Astronomy Apprenticeship with MIT, and I felt like it would be a great opportunity to make sure I still have deadlines, still interact with people, and things like that. And that's why I joined.
Okay. But you could have joined other programs. Why did you choose YAA?
Well, I chose YAA because I have an interest in astronomy. However, I'm not that interested to do it for my career, and I felt like if I don't take this opportunity, I'll never have it because I won't be able to learn it in high school because that's not part of the curriculum, and I'm not going to study it in college. So the Youth Astronomy Apprenticeship was just a great, you know, a great bridge to learning about astronomy without having to make a career out of it. It was fun. I gained multiple skills. I still got to interact with people, deadlines, and you get knowledge, and the way we learn was fun. It was fun. It was just a great thing. That's why I stayed at this program.
Great. That's excellent. So it's great. I really like hearing from you personally. So one of the first things, the first day I was experienced anything about YAA was at the first astronomy in the city, and you had to present to the public. What's it like, you know, after you presenting astronomy to the general public?
Actually, that project was really exciting because when I started the program, I didn't know much about, I knew there was 9 planets, but I didn't know that those planets had moons and things like that. So when I had a chance to present at Astronomy in the City about Jupiter, it was so exciting. It was just very exciting. I felt very, like, I guess, accomplished to some degree. And after I gave my presentation and people asked questions, and I could answer them, like, I just felt good. I felt like I was teaching and I had learned something. I felt really good.
That's great. So before you started that first after school program, you sort of thought of the universe, sort of these, you know, 9, at the time, 9 planets. And then, so that's what you thought before, and then what did you think afterwards?
Well, after I did my first session at this after school program, I realized that the universe is, I realized that our solar system and our 9 planets and our sun is like a little speck and is a little piece of sand at the beach, kind of. I realize our universe is so vast and there's no end to our universe, and I believe that we can't even see all of our universe. So the universe is just so much bigger than those 9 planets. I learned those galaxies, nebulae, black holes, and I did not realize this, but our sun is a star. So you just learn a lot, and this might sound funny too, but I didn't realize stars are a circle. Like, I would draw a star, you know, how we traditionally draw them. So the moon has phases. Like, I just learned a lot. There's like this higher level of organization going on. For example, our planets are revolving around our sun, but then the suns have a system together, and then galaxies are revolving around each other. So there's just much organization. Bigger than us.
This is great. I'm learning a lot. It's great to hear really from you. Can you tell us about some of the different components of YAA? You know, for instance, there's micro observatory, there's, you know, science theater and star lab and exhibits, yeah, and these after school sessions. Can you give us a quick overview of, you know, what are the different parts of YAA?
So YAA is, YAA starts by using micro-observatory. I feel like with YAA, we start learning about the tools astronomers use to view objects in the universe. One of these are a telescope we can control online. After we can grasp these skills, we then learn more about the objects that are out there. After we get a basic knowledge about, you know, astronomy, the objects, and the tools astronomers use, we create outreach projects so that we can teach the rest of the community. And that involves creating plays about astronomy. So it's like we take astronomy and create a theatrical way of expressing it, different concepts. We also have planetarium shows, and the planetarium is a huge dome where we get to project the night sky that we unfortunately can't see due to light pollution. And then we also create models to communicate our astronomical ideas to the public. So between these three things, what else do we do? I'm sorry, I don't want to end that way.
Well, can you give us, I think you did a great job describing, the theater and Starlab. What about, can you just give us, what's going to, I see this thing that says micro observatory. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so micro observatory is a great, great, great tool the Youth Astronomy Apprenticeship gets to use. It's online, it's like micro observatory. So it's like a smaller telescope that's in Cambridge, and our youth get to control it from the computer at the after school site. So it's amazing because you get to go on a website, control a telescope, and really take images of the astronomical objects that are out there. So using micro observatory, you can take images of the moon that we see every night, Jupiter, other planets in our solar system, stars, galaxies. You can see so many things with micro observatory. And it also comes with a software that the students in our after school program get to use. And that software will allow us to detect stars around other planets. We can determine the distance to different galaxies, the distance between two objects, and it's amazing. So the students, the more they learn about the tools and the objects, they get to go deeper using micro observatory and the software package.
That's excellent. That's great. What roles have you played in YAA?
Well, in YAA, I started at an after school site. And I completed that. After that, I became an apprentice in their summer program. Following the apprenticeship, I guess you could say it was promoted to an intern. So I started at an after-school site where I was learning about astronomy, and I was learning about the tools, and I had to present at the Astronomy in the City event. After that, after I grasped a lot of those tools, I was in a position where I was an assistant and I helped facilitate other students' activities in the after-school program. I don't know how to explain it. What I did, kind of.
Well, let's.
It's like I started at the after-school program, then I did the summer, then I helped Margaret at an after-school program. Then I became an intern. Well, I was an intern helping Margaret. And after I became an intern, I was just an intern for a couple of years, and now I'm still an intern.
Okay, great. Let's not think about it so much in the vocabulary, such as, youth, apprentice, assistant. Just give us a general feel, like, where did you start out, and, what has that grown to now?
Okay, so I don't have to worry about these names.
No.
Oh, good, okay, because I don't know. All right, so I started at an after-school program where I didn't know much about astronomy, and I gained all these skills. I learned how to use micro-observatory. I learned about the astronomical objects that are in our universe. After I gained those skills, I was in a position where I could help other people learn about astronomy and micro-observatory. So I started to assist other people who came to our after-school program, and now I'm at a point where I facilitate all of the activities. I help people learn about micro observatory, about the astronomical objects, and I try to, guide them. I don't know. Yeah.
Think about that just for a second. Keep going with that thought. Let me ask you, what is it you try to do with the people in the programs?
Now at this before I was helping people learn about astronomy, but I was an assistant to one of our fellows. So the fellow was like the science expert, and I was there to, like, you know, help people if they had problems using the computer, activities and things like that. But I continued to learn about microobservatory and learn about astronomy and the different concepts. And at this point, now I am like the fellow where I can teach people or facilitate people's learning with these computer activities, help them learn about astronomical objects, and, you know, help them realize their place in the universe. So at this point, I can do that. And I'm still learning about astronomy because it's so much knowledge, you can never stop.
That's great. Yeah. Why don't we just, you know, I've heard about these YA interns, but maybe you could just explain to me what are YA interns?
YA interns are people who are there to facilitate our new youth apprentices' learning experience about astronomy. But the interns are not there to, like, drop information in people's heads. They're just there to help people get new knowledge, I guess.
Okay, well,
what are the interns here for? What am I here for? Let me see. I guess what I do now. I guess interns are supposed to recruit new people for the after-school programs. And then after these people are recruited, they're supposed to facilitate their learning about astronomy and microobservatory.
So when you get to these sort of like classroom-like settings, what is the role of the intern?
The role of the intern in the after-school program is to guide the youth using inquiry. So that is the main role of the intern. And inquiry is basically asking questions to help our youth reach new understandings of things. And because it's an astronomy program, the interns use inquiry to help these youth learn about astronomy and microobservatory. So the intern's job is to ask lots and lots and lots of questions so that our youth can learn new things.
That's great. But you say that you're asking all these questions. Why don't you just give them the answers?
Well, giving someone an answer is just, that's school. Like, we don't want school. We're here. No, we don't want to give we don't want to give our youth the answers because we want them to make their own connections. Unfortunately, that's what happens in schools. They're just given all these answers. It's like, memorize this. And what happens is they forget everything after that test. We are trying to help people make personal connections and observe things in their environment and come to their own conclusions, because that's what science is. It's observing, coming to your conclusions, observing, coming to your conclusions, not just believing the textbook because the textbook said so. So that's why we try not to give them answers. Like, we want them to remember this stuff. We want it to be relevant. And this is not school. It's not a test. So we just want them to, I think, get the most out of their experience and be independent thinkers and not robots.
Wow, that's great. You just made a lot of people very happy. That's great. Well, let me ask you, what is it like to facilitate an astronomy class?
Oh, well, it's fun, but it's a little scary because astronomy is a very, 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 you know, not complicated, but there's a lot of branches to astronomy. So you have chemistry and astronomy, physics, now they're moving on to biology, so many things. So as a facilitator, you know, you wish you knew everything because they ask whatever they want, but you don't know everything. So I guess sometimes I feel a little nervous that I'm not gonna know what they ask me, but that's a part of the job. I'm not gonna know everything they ask me, and I've learned to just, you know, I'm not quite sure. I will find out and get back to you. So I've learned how to do that, but facilitating is nerve-wracking.
No, it's fun.
It's facilitating an astronomy program. It's rewarding because you get to see people make lots of connections. A lot of youth don't know anything other than that there's 9 planets, a sun, and a moon. So as you see the looks on their face when they realize, like, we're like sand, like a piece of speck of sand in our universe when we thought we were just so big, and it's amazing. It's great to see the connections that the youth make. And everyone grows in the program. Like, it's amazing to see the growth. So I know from when we start to when we end, the students are gonna know so much, and that's rewarding. It makes me feel rewarded.
That's great. And you know, hearing that you're nervous, you know, I think sort of that honesty is great. So, you know, feel free to just say what you think and feel.
Okay.
You have a sort of co-facilitator there, you know, like a fellow. What are some of the challenges of sort of co-facilitating, you know, astronomy class and some of the benefits?
Like when I worked with the fellow?
Yes.
What are the challenges? Okay, so when you work with a fellow, the benefits are that the fellow usually has more science knowledge than you do. So it's, you know, someone you can, like, if you don't know an answer, you can go ask them. Also, fellows tend to be responsible. So, you know, you're at a peace of mind that the kids are not going to be out of control, and that you're not alone. Like, you have help facilitating things, and the fellows also have different ways of using inquiry. They usually have more experience of using inquiry and things like that. So it's just nice to have an expert to be there. It's a support system, working with them. The disadvantage working with a fellow is you don't really take on a lot of responsibilities. For example, when I worked with a fellow, I just kind of showed up and helped with whatever they needed help with. I didn't prepare the activity, so I didn't really know the activity that well, and all I could do was help, kind of. Like, all I could do, I don't know. The disadvantage is that you're just not as knowledgeable. You don't have that many responsibilities, so you don't know really what's going on. You're not learning as much as you could if you were facilitating it. And people run things however they feel like it, and sometimes it's not the best way, and there's nothing you can do about it, so that's a disadvantage, too. If someone you work with, like, can't keep focus or can't, and it's just always hard. It's always a conflict working as a team.
Has that changed as you have facilitated more astronomy classes?
Well, now I facilitate the astronomy classes. Like, I'm like the fellow, so I don't have to deal with that. So there's nothing to change. Yeah, it's changed because I don't have to deal with the fellows anymore.
So without mentioning the fellows, why don't we just talk about what it was first like for you coming in, helping facilitate, and what it's like now?
Okay. When I first came in to help facilitate, I felt like it was easy. I felt it was like a piece of cake. Like, I just need to show up, answer some questions, you know, help the youth if they need help, and go home. Now that I'm actually facilitating and running a site, I feel like it's challenging but rewarding. It's challenging because you have to come up with new pathways, like new inquiry questions to get these people. For example, it's like I know where I want the youth to go, but I have to kind of ask some questions for them to get there. Like, I can't dump. I know I want them to learn about different things in the universe, but I don't want to dump this information in their head. So how can we creatively make a plan so that the youth have fun, they learn what we want them to learn, and they make their own personal connections. Like, it's a lot more challenging now that I have to run the site. At the same time, you know, youth have personal needs sometimes, and you have to notice emotions, make sure it's kind of like fun and that they're learning and everyone's being challenged, and it's totally different when you're running a site than when you're just being a helper.
That's excellent. This is really great. Can you come? Okay. Here, can you see me?
Yes.
Can you come? Well, just now that you've seen this video clip, just tell me, you know, what does that make you think? What do you have to say?
Wow, like, now that I've seen that video clip, it actually reminds me how much my roles have changed. Like, that video clip was when I was doing planetarium shows, and you know, I had to create the show in the summer and do research on, like, I think the Hercules constellation and present it. But I had a fellow, like, I was basically the person, like, the youth who was being led to knowledge, and I was just totally in a different position. Now that I look at that, I just realize how much I've grown and how much I've been through. Because I forgot the feeling of, like, people talking during my show and things like that. Like, now I don't focus on those things anymore. I'm more focused on helping the kids make shows. And, you know, I've totally forgot about the part where they have to interact with the audience and, like, how the audience... I forgot about that part, kind of. Like, before, I used to be concerned about, like, oh, I need to memorize my script. I need to make a script. I need to present to the audience and make sure the audience knows what I'm talking about and things like that. Now, as a facilitator, I'm just more focused on the youth and helping them have a certain experience. And I totally forgot about that part where they need to interact with the audience. And it's, yeah, the roles have certainly changed. But now I'm gonna remember that and be more sensitive and try to help my students and talk about what they may go through with the audience. I did not do that. So, bad facilitator in me.
No, cut. No, that's great. That's really interesting. It's great just to hear from you.
So this summer when I was helping the exhibit group, I didn't even discuss with them what they might go through or...
But it's also just, you know, it's really... But you're also focused on something different.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right, here, another...
I don't know. That was long.
I'm back over here. Okay. So, you have any comments for us after seeing this video?
I think it's cool. I think I did a great job of explaining things. It, when I look at that video, I'm just like, wow, I hope I can do that again. Like, I like the way I made lots, like, I asked them, I didn't tell them any answers. I asked them questions. I like the way that group was thinking. And, but I realized if they didn't give me the answers that I was hoping they would give me, how would I really get them to get it without telling them the answers? So I feel like that was a good group, but I need to work on my skills of what if people don't say what you are expecting them to say, I guess.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Well, can you just describe for us the tour of the universe and, you know, what its purpose is?
Okay, the tour of the universe is a hands-on activity that we do in the after-school program. And the tour of the universe gives the youth participants an idea of how big our galaxy is. So when we do the tour of the universe, we usually give the youth a sun, an image of the sun, and an image of Jupiter, an image of like, but I'll just say this, a sun and the image of Jupiter. Now, according to what we know, Jupiter is very, 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 very far away. You can fit, I think, 11 Earths or something. Now, when you do this model, because it's scaled down so much, the sun and the Jupiter are right on top of each other, according to this model. Where the next, the closest galaxy is, I didn't measure the feet, but it's very, very far away. So it just shows you how small we are. And you wouldn't even see Earth on this model. And that's brought to the youth's attention too. So tour of the universe is just to show us, it's to help us understand the size and scale of the whole universe.
And then can you describe why understanding scale is so important?
Understanding scale is really important to understand function of astronomical bodies in space. For example, size and mass, well, I would say mass, gives objects their gravitational pull. You don't have, usually in space, things that are bigger. For example, Jupiter is the largest planet. Jupiter has the strongest mass. So I feel like understanding size and scale is just really important to understand why certain bodies are revolving around other bodies, why stars that explode either make a black hole or a supernova remnant. Like, it's just really important to understand. And I think it benefits us to know where we stand in the universe, because humans, we tend to think very big of ourselves, right? You know, and after you gain all this knowledge, you realize, like, wow, Earth is not even on this scale. Like, Earth is not even on the scale, which means us as little humans are not even on the scale. Like, it puts everything in perspective. And for me, it made me think of things a whole nother way. Like, it's helped me in my personal life where I just look at things a whole nother way. I realize how there's a really big world out there, and we're just a piece of this bigger picture.
That's fantastic. But you know, specifically in the activity, mm-hmm. When you get to comparing the relationship between the Milky Way and Andromeda, we know the answer. What the distance is between those two galaxies, mm-hmm. our galaxy and the next closest galaxy. Why don't you just give the answer? Why do you give them this piece of string?
Oh, well, we don't just give the answers because numbers are just, they're just numbers. It could be like saying a foreign word. Like, it doesn't mean anything until you make a connection. So if I tell you something is like 30 million light years away, like, that, what does that mean? But if I give you a string and I say, okay, let's make our own scale where a galaxy is 100,000 light years across and you need to fit 26 galaxies in between the next galaxy. So actually another part of the activity, they get to choose their own scale. And you have to walk way down a street. You really get the picture. Like, wow, I'm still walking. Because that's the feeling the youth would get. Like, okay, when is the string going to end? And that's why we don't just tell them the number and leave it at that, because you don't get a wow factor. You just get like, oh, big number, okay. Big number.
That's fantastic. That's great. It's so great to hear this from you. I feel like I'm learning a lot. You know, all these questions I've had in my mind, learning a lot. I think this is fantastic. Okay. Here's a question. Well, what happens? You talked a little bit about working on this some more, but what happens if a student doesn't get the concept right away? Maybe has, you know, is going in the wrong direction, or you know, what do you do then as a facilitator?
Well, as a facilitator, usually we have this curriculum that we start at the bottom. Like, we start from zero slate of knowledge. We imagine everyone has a blank slate, and you know, so.